Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. Former Channel 7 presenter Andrew O'Keefe has been arrested for allegedly breaching his bail conditions. He was taken into custody today at a Sydney home and is facing Waverley local court this afternoon. Earlier this year, he was charged with a number of offences after allegedly assaulting a woman. He was granted bail to attend a rehab facility. Let's hope potential strike action involving Qantas domestic flight staff doesn't impact the country's airports. 99% of the Flying Kangaroos cabin crews voted yes to industrial action. However, there's no date in place just yet. Staff are unhappy over an enterprise agreement offer, which includes a 3% annual pay rise and altered work hours. The Environment Minister's vowed to overhaul protection laws to stop Aboriginal heritage being destroyed. She's handed down her response to a report looking at Rio Tinto's explosion at a sacred gorge in WA back in 2020. Tanya Plibersek says it was the equivalent of blowing up Stonehenge or the Egyptian pyramids with priceless artefacts ruined.
A 28,000-year-old bone tool, one of the oldest of its kind ever found in Australia. The reports make for difficult and often shocking reading.
Remaining with Canberra and the first of two bills to get a federal ICAC together is passed in the House of Reps. And Medibank has provided an interesting update on its data hack. The health insurer says data released on the dark web so far belongs to customers of its AHM brand. It's also confirmed a substantial amount of leaked info has been wrong.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.